Y'all pray for me as I stand before you for just a little while. My mind has been carried over to St. John chapter 15. I enjoyed that song we sang this morning, Abide in Me. Mm-hmm. Studying that particular scripture right there, thought that was kind of interesting. We sang a song, Abide in Me. Yeah. All right, let me go ahead. That word abide is dwelling within. I find in that particular scripture right there, I know down to at least verse 10, it's written in there 9 times, abide or abideth. That's kind of, when a word's repeated, it's one thing that you need to pay attention. Yeah. Written in there, I count up to 9 times, this must be something we need to be paying attention to.
Yes.
First off, it says, I am the true vine. I love that. That's the Lord speaking.
Yes.
I am. There's none other but the I am. Remember, Moses was told to speak to the children of Israel, the I am. I love that. The true vine. You know, we fool with grapevines from time to time. I know in the Lord's Supper we use a fruit of the vine.
Yes.
When we remember our Lord and we go through the Lord's Supper using the fruit of the vine. The true vine. And quick thing about using the true vine, you can plant a seed from a grape and you get just a cross grape. But to get the true vine, you got to propagate it from it. You have to take the limb from it. And what I generally do, I put it in a little flower pot and let it root itself. And a couple of years later, I'll cut from it. That way I've got the true vine. The vine is important. My father is the husband. What does a husband do? They're talking about here, talking about vine, vineyard. He trims off things. He puts fertilizer to something. Keeps the other bushes cut down away from it. God is the true husband. And so is Christ, the true vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. What did I just get through saying? If his vine is not producing, it's cut off.
Right.
That's important when you're growing grapes. I found that out. I called give even this time of year, just give you all a little bit of grape history. Not history, but how to take care of your grapevines. It's okay to trim it this time of year. You don't have to wait till fall of the year. You can trim it this time of year. I call give it a haircut. You know why? Because it's making fruit right now.
Yeah.
And if you don't trim off those that are limbs that are drawing off the plant, you won't have but just a few little bitty grapes. But if you'll go in there and you trim off that's not producing, that's pulling off the main plant, you'll get more and bigger grapes. Hmm. Thought that was quite interesting. That's scripture right there. God trims off those that are not producing.
Right.
But, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. That's cleansing. That it may bring forth more fruit. So yeah, you can trim your vines out there. Kind of, I call it, give a little haircut. It's not going to hurt the grapevine. In nature, we see it. So much of what we see in the spiritual world, if we'll pay attention to nature, we'll see a little shadow of it.
Right.
This is a little shadow of it. What glorious things we have in the Lord. The Lord purges it, cleanses it. He cleans out the things that we don't need. We need to go through our life. We need to get a hold of ourselves. And look at yourself. And purge out some things. Because the true vine doesn't need all these. I'm going to use comic books. And other distractions that we get into. And I'm bad about going fishing. I told Diane, on my back hurting. And appreciate y'all's prayers while I'm getting through this. I'm about to have a daisy duck fit wanting to go fishing. But I don't need to be in a fishing boat. Why? Because it hurts me. So, we need to be studying a little bit more. Okay, study some more. So anyway, we need to purge out our lives. There's things in our lives that will draw us away from serving God and being more fruitful. This time of year, What does a farmer do right now? He's already planted back in the spring. This time of year, he starts getting fruit off of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is he looking for? He's looking for those big old fat tomatoes over there. He's looking for those big old carrots coming up over there, the peas coming off, the corn coming off. We start rejoicing in it, start getting the fruit. What is our purpose in life? To be fruitful, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
Love the old question. What is the purpose of life? That is to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
To bear fruit. Who? To God.
Right.
If we're not being fruitful, that displeases God. Matter of fact, says that you're going to cut us off. Matter of fact, if you study the scriptures, the guys that they give the talents to, 1 10, 1 5, and 1 1.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 fellow, he multiplied it again. The guy that had 5, he multiplied it again. The guy that had 1 went and hid it.
Right.
Went along, the king come through requiring, what did you do with that talent I gave you? Well, I hid it. He hid that talent. The Lord said, you should have took it and used it.
Right.
What little bit you may have, Brother Vaughn, you may think, well, I don't know, but just a little bit of the scripture. And they got a discussion going on over here. Do I need to join in it? Yo, go ahead and join in. Carefully, with love, and say, well, the Lord, here it is in the Bible. Did y'all read this over here? It's okay to join in some of their conversations very carefully.
Right.
If you know it, use it. Your talent may be just sitting on the end of the bench on every Sunday.
Yes.
Use it. It's amazing how what you show by doing what little things we can do to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken to you. There it is, abide in me. Jesus is telling us to abide in me. I and you. And as the branch cannot bear the fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. That vine, once it's clipped off, cannot produce anything, Brother Vaughn. If we're not looking at Jesus, we cannot produce fruitful things that makes God happy. We're going to jump over to Galatians chapter 5:22. You've probably already thought about it. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love. If you don't see Jesus Christ and abiding in Him, you're not going to have love, Brother Vaughn.
That's
evidence that you are a child of God, that you're showing love to the brethren and sisters.
Right.
That's evidence that you are a child of God. You're dwelling in Him. He dwells in you.
Excuse me.
Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That is the things that the child of God is supposed to be evidence of. We are okay. We're not supposed to judge a person, but we can examine their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Stump taught me that years ago. Look at a fellow's fruit. Look what he's showing outwardly. We don't know what all he's dealing with inwardly. We're not supposed to judge him if he's a child of God or not, but we can sure look at the fruit that he's putting forth. Matter of fact, whenever we look over here, Matthew chapter 7, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge ye, shall ye be judged, and with what measure you meet it, shall it be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Got through telling y'all a while ago, there's 9 abides right there.
Mm-hmm.
The number 9 is a judgment number. Are you judging others? You need to be judging yourself.
Right.
Am I abiding in the Lord? Am I trying to be more fruitful? Am I examining myself and trying to bring forth a fruit that pleases my Heavenly Father? Am I showing love? Am I showing joy? Or am I always walking around with old... like you've been eating lemons. We do that. I'm telling you, we do it. I have to fight it all the time. I need to be more joyful. Look what Jesus Christ has done for us. His blood was given at the cross, shed at the cross. What? For mine and your sins. We shouldn't be upset and getting aggravated at folks. We need to look past it to that and pray for that brother or sister. They've got problems. I can't fix it, but I know who can. Pray for them. Except you abide in, back to John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine.
Right.
If he's the vine, why are we being hateful and mean to one another?
Right.
Think about it. Are you being mean to others? Are you treating others ugly? Or are you trying to treat them with some kind of love and trying to joy and trying to cheer them up? Look what, if you're drawing off the knowledge and the joy of Jesus Christ, you can't help but fall in love with other brothers and sisters. You can't help but be a joyful person, be at peace. You ought to be able to, when you walk in the room, folks ought to be glad to see you come in. Because you're getting your juice, your life from Christ. You ought to be casting out some things of your own self and getting rid of them, trimming them off. That's part of that purging. The Lord showed you don't need it. I don't need the comic books of the world. I don't need all the fishing to tackle out there at Walmart. Yes, there is a time for relaxing and reading other things, but use it in a manner that's not displeasing to God and pulling you away from the serving God.
Right.
With extreme moderation. It's like, I'm going to pick on you, Brother Vaughn, hunting. You can't stay out there in the woods all the whole 2 months of hunting season. You can't stay out there all the time now. You got to come in and eat. We enjoy it, but with moderation. Need to be studying the Word more. We do. We all do. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Right.
For without me, you can do nothing. Without Jesus Christ in your life, you can do nothing.
Right.
Your fruit is no good. It's all shriveled up if you got a fruit at all. Because what? You've let all the little branches pull it off the main trunk of the plant there if you're studying, and you just got just a little one, two little pieces of fruit up there. And does that please God? What is our purpose in life? To be fruitful, to give God the glory for what He has done for His people.
Amen.
He's manifested it to me and you. Are we going to manifest it to the others that are around us, that they may look at us immediately and say, and they examine our fruit. They didn't judge it. They examine our fruit. When they walk in the house, that brother's always got a smile on his face. When turmoil comes on, that brother has no problem. It just seems like he just, we use a term like that, it just rolls off their back. I love it. Sir, hadn't y'all been on the job before and things just get I use a term like just all mudded up, just a mud hole just seems like it doesn't have a bottom at all. And one old boy or sister walk in the house and walk into the situation, look at it and say, well, we can do this and we can do that. And you're like, oh wow. And you just love to see them become, but they look at it with another perspective and that we're going to get through this. That's the way we're supposed to be, Brother Bob. When we're coming around our brothers and sisters, and they see us come in the house, and they say, that brother believes in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He knows something better is coming his way. He is abiding, he's taking his truth from Jesus Christ and not from the world, and letting the world bog him down. Just walk on through that mud hole. That's where we're supposed to be. When our brothers and sisters see us, they examine us from afar, or immediately they see what kind of fruit. Well, you can see an apple tree way off because it's got red apples on it. And it's fruitful. And what do? When you're hungry, you go to that direction. You want to be with that brother or sister. That's fruitful. Bringing forth fruit.
Right.
If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. There it is. You're not drawing off. You're not using the talent God has given you.
Right.
You're going to even lose that. The joy of it. Didn't say you wouldn't be a child of God, but you lose the joy of being a child of God. What a sad shape We see brothers and sisters that happen. So many of them pull themselves away from the church. They quit drawing off Jesus Christ, who's their lifeblood. Their lifeblood, who gives them the energy to serve God. And they've just kept just slowly moving away from the church. And when they finally realize it, they can repent and come back to the church, and God will graft them back into the knowledge. We find that over in Romans. He'll graft them back in. By obedience, we can be grafted back into the church by coming for the church and say, Lord, I've offended my brother. I've offended my church. I need to work. Mm-hmm. They've been waking again to come to the knowledge. Anyway, get on through. And men gather them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. They lose out on the joy. We can lose out on our joy of the salvation. But if we've been blessed to see it again, come back. Church, be glad to take them back in with a repentant soul. That's what we are. That's what we all are.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of repentant souls in the church. We're a house full of sinners. If you, I heard one brother say long ago, if you find the perfect church, by all means, don't join them. Don't mess them up. They think they're perfect. Do yourself and them a favor and move on. But I want to find a church that's got some folks in it that are hurting.
Right.
And come to horror looking for medicine. Looking for, may I use the term, juice from the Lord. Mm-hmm. The true vine, the true juice that heals me and gets me back right on track. Knowing I need Jesus every moment that I live. That's the church I want to be a part of. Brothers and sisters who realize that we are sinners in the flesh, but in the Spirit of God, we serve God the best we possibly can by serving one another and serving those around us. Drawing off of Jesus Christ, who's our life blood, who gave His blood on the cross
right. For
the children that all God gave Him, and not a one shall be lost. That's the church I want to be in. That's the church I feel like we are here. We're trying to serve God the best we understand, and we're giving Jesus all the glory, giving God all the glory. That is our purpose in life, to give glory to God. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask and what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
I
thought about that too. Lord, let's say I need $1 billion. No, I don't need that. What I need is to be a good steward of what you've given me.
Amen.
You need to know what to ask for. I don't need all. What am I doing with that kind of money? What kind of? I'll just waste it. But what I do need to do is what He's given me, utilize the time and the resources He's given me, like the talents. I need to use those talents and know where it comes from and give God the glory for what He's given me, because He will give me even more than I can need, but He will take care of all my needs. That's the prayer we need to be praying for. And say, Lord, what do I need? Am I ready for you? And when I've been given that knowledge of how to do something or fix something or see the Lord is leading me through it, I'm ready for it. He's given it to me. Acknowledge God and what He's given you, Brother Vaughn. He's given you another day. This is the day the Lord has given. Let's rejoice in there and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. We need to rejoice in it. What for? Our purpose in life. That's that number 8 I was getting to. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. How are you going to bear much fruit? On your own accord. I've got nothing, Brother Vaughn. I am an empty nothing. I'm less than nothing. But praise be unto God, through Jesus Christ, I have a hope and glory through the blood of Jesus. I want to honor God. I want to worship God. I want to give Him all praise, honor, and glory that this little body can give, because I know where it comes from. I'm trying my best, and I fall short so many times in a day. I'm a sinner. I think things wrong. I say things wrong. It's pitiful. Pitiful when I see what kind of person that I am, and I figure y'all are the same way. You struggle with this old life.
Right.
But when I see Jesus, when I see His glorious things that He has done for us, for His people. I rejoice in it. And I want to share that with my brothers and sisters. I want to share what good things my Heavenly Father has done for me and He's done for His people, because He loves them so much. He sent His only begotten Son. And that's hard. I can't comprehend that.
Amen.
He gave His only Son for sinners like us. And what am I going to do in return? At least I can give glory to God.
Yes.
And love Him. And love His people.
Yes.
And try to serve them. We are supposed to be ministering one to another. Jesus didn't come here to be ministered to, but to be ministered to others.
Yes.
We need to be ministers to others. With that smile, with that joy. You see a brother or sister heartache? Help them a little bit. The Lord's going to see you through this. It's tough going through some death. It's tough going through it to see why you lose a loved one, or why a situation that you thought, well, God is love and God does all these things. Maybe God has got a much, He does have a much bigger picture of the situation. He may take somebody because He may have pulled them out of a sinful situation that is so ogre and vulgar and so disgraceful. God prevented that brother or sister having to go through that, and you have to see that in their life later on. God was merciful to call that brother or that sister and take them, and He's got them in a grave and a safe spot. Their spirits returned back to God, Brother Vaughn. I don't understand all that. Sometimes I feel kind of lonely that I don't have that brother or sister back with me. But God is in control.
Right.
He knows what we need. That's that abiding in Christ and trusting in Christ and giving Him all the glory and praising God for, Lord, thank You for letting that person be in my life for a little while. May I see that even though I'm sad-hearted, I'm struggling with it, I don't know how to go forward, but Lord, You've got to get me through it. Where do You plant corn, Brother Vaughn? You plant it in the bottoms. In the bottom of my life, because that's when I do my best growing. Not upon the mountaintop. I know on the mountaintop I shout, Lord, thank You for what Thou hast given me. Give glory to You. But where I do my most growing is down in the bottom of the valleys of my life. And that's where the corn grows up. That's where the things where I learn how to worship God better by abiding in His truth. Giving Him the praise, honor, and glory. And then when I see the death of my loved one, I see the hardship of others, things that I go through, I turn around and give God the praise for it, because He is in control and I'm learning to what? He said up there, He purges it, Brother Vaughn. I'm being purged. He loves me so much, He disciplines me. And I turn loose to the things of the world and I give God the glory. At the end of it, I turn back and I say, Lord, I see where Thou hast carried me through it. Thou hast granted me more than I deserve to see Thy glorious hand in the process. May glory be given to God. That's our purpose in life. And there's some things we got to let go. There's some things we got to travel through. There's some bottom lands that we got to grow up in. And it's not fun taking that whipping at times. It's not fun being in that bottom land. I'd rather be on the mountaintop shouting praise be unto God and everything going good. But man gets in the way and I wind up back in the bottom. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And the reason I say this whole particular scripture too is to all of us. Now, if you read on further, it leads you into thinking to all. It talks about the apostles. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in His love. See if I can find that what I was looking for. Over here in St. John's chapter 8, 31. I'm going to get out of the way, Brother Vaughn, after this. And Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Right.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Abiding in Christ Jesus. We have that ability.
Right.
Let's exercise it. Let's remember where we get our juice from,
right,
our strength from. It's from Jesus Christ. And that's where we're able to go forward in serving God to be doing the purpose of life.
Amen.
And that is to be more fruitful subjects unto God. I hope this helps you. If it makes sense, give God the glory. He giveth the increase. All we can, all Brother Vaughn and I can plant and water. But the comprehension, the understanding of the Scriptures, the peace you get, that's God talking to you, His child. The comprehension, the understanding, to put all that together. And when you see it, that's God speaking to you. Like I said, if I said something of any value, you give God the glory because He giveth the increase. Thank you for your time. Come here, Brother Vaughn.